With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The coronavirus, the Supreme Court, taxes, and the economy, all fodder for the presidential candidates last night as they competed for viewers in separate nationally televised town hall events. President Trump appearing on NBC from Miami.
I denounce white supremacy. Okay. And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats.
And Democrat Joe Biden on ABC from Philadelphia.
In addition to dealing with a criminal justice system to make it fair and make it more decent, we have to be able to put black Americans in a position to be able to gain wealth.
Just 18 days to Election Day. The far left is going after Senator Dianne Feinstein, demanding that she be demoted from her lofty position on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
With Judge Amy Coney Barrett now apparently headed for confirmation by the end of the month, the leftist group Demand Justice is demanding that Feinstein be removed from her top role on the Judiciary Committee. The group's executive director, Brian Fallon, accusing Feinstein of going too easy on Judge Barrett. He goes so far as to say she undercut the Democrats' position at every turn. The 87-year-old Feinstein is also opposed to progressive demands to end the Senate filibuster if Democrats regain control in November. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, compromise may be in the air when it comes to a coronavirus economic stimulus package. The White House is urging Senate Republicans to accept a larger plan, one that approaches $2 trillion. Also, the administration and congressional Democrat bargainers have agreed to include a national COVID-19 testing strategy in any relief measure. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher, Dow futures up 88 points,
the media
NASDAQ
is real-
futures ahead 63 points. This is SRND.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Portman. A Jacksonville police officer has been arrested and fired. Yesterday, Under Sheriff Pat Ivey said that Jonathan Hunt, who had been with the force since the fall of last year, was let go after being charged with domestic battery. A major source of dozens of COVID-19 cases that caused an area school to close was a party attended by its students. Yesterday, Duval School Superintendent Diana Green said the party most likely happened last weekend. On Wednesday, the principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach said that school will be holding classes exclusively online through at least this coming Monday. Three men have been charged with three separate murders. News 4 Jax reports that Marcus Fishburne allegedly killed a woman in Jacksonville. Paul Dixon, a convicted murderer, allegedly killed his cellmate in the Duval County Jail. And Dustine Westfall allegedly hired a man to kill someone in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Old St. Augustine Road headed south, right between Losco Road and 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and there's no way that we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail industry. The Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans. And with schools returning to normal schedules following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke.
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were
very fine people on both sides. And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK.
How many times has the media shelved that?
They don't, but you know what?
They do shell that part.
They do, but here's the issue that I have. I was looking at the town hall, if you want to call it, debate against Savannah Guthrie.
That's what I'm hearing this morning, yeah.
And she asked him about QAnon, and he was kind of evasive. Like, why doesn't somebody at the FBI brief him on who QAnon is? He hasn't gotten a brief on
nobody,
that yet.
Because nobody cares about QAnon.
They had time to do an entire surveillance on Coretta Scott King after her husband was killed, and who's the guy? Britt Hume and Bug, his entire family, and he hasn't gotten a brief on QAnon yet. Somebody at the FBI needs to do their job.
All right. How did QAnon become a big
topic? And when he
topic?
Doesn't answer immediately, that gives fodder to those
QAnon
who says he's
just,
not speaking out fastly enough.
6 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's go to Glenn. What's going on, Glenn?
Ed,
good morning.
How are you? Hey, Roger.
Brother. Hey.
Hey, listen, guys, love your show. I listen to you on the way to work every morning, but I got the day off today. Anyway, listen, here's just a silly little observation. Why does Bonehead Biden's sign have a red E and not a blue E?
I don't know. I never even thought about that.
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
On Tell me why. Signage,
I want to know. What do you think? Why?
I never thought. You know what? I never thought about it until you just brought it up this morning. That's kind of funny, Roger, when somebody like Glenn goes, why does it have a red E? I don't know. That's
yeah.
good.
I think I met you at your Christmas party last year.
Oh, thanks,
and
man.
I had a blast. And I introduced myself as Glenn the Carpenter. So if I have a call back. Okay,
Glenn the Carpenter. You know, that's like the Italians. Larry the Lizard, Mike the Mechanic. I mean, I'm not saying that's true. That's how they do it up north.
I'm from north of Boston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking. I grew up with all the Italians that came down here, man, from Grummet. So.
Well, I was born in Salem, Massachusetts.
Grew up on lobster rolls, huh?
Interesting. I didn't. So. All right, man. Glenn, who do you think is going to win?
Trump's a slam dunk.
All right, brother. Good to talk to you. 904-831-0600. News 4 Jax came out and says, let's fact check that debate the other night between Congressman Rutherford and the Democrat Donna Deegan. Well, just listen to the morning show. We fact checked it all. Don't read what they... I love News 4 Jax, but no. You don't need to fact check some of the things that Donna Deegan said the other night.
Okay, and as far as the prices actually... going up on premiums over the last 4 years. You know why? Because from the moment the ACA was passed, Republicans have been trying to kill it. And the president decided to stop paying subsidies that were promised to insurance companies.
The subsidies, if you take out the word subsidies and insert bailouts, you're dadgum right, I would have stopped that. Insurance companies decided to get in bed with Obamacare. And by the way, insurance companies have all made money. The one area that they did not report a profit, but millions upon hundreds of millions of loss, was on the Obamacare side. How many of y'all knew that? Oh, yeah. They made no money on that. And in fact, they knew they weren't going to make any money. That's the reason why they promised subsidies. The bailout. By the way, if Obamacare was so great, why did you have to force people to get into it?
Very good point.
Can anybody ever tell me that? Interesting,
and
huh?
And then punish them if they don't.
Yes, exactly. Remember what she talked about, competition is what we need in healthcare. Listen to this.
So I do support the Affordable Care Act, and what I would do is I would add a robust public option to that that would create some competition. Republicans usually think competition is good. Create some competition to start to bring those prices down.
Yeah, so Kent Justice, the moderator, goes, he kind of clarified it. Listen to this.
That public option is government health care.
That's the competition she's referring to. It's the government.
Is that accurate?
It would create competition.
Hey,
in all seriousness, though, you know, if we're going to go the insurance, you know, health insurance route, real competition would be allowing people to have policies across state lines.
I agree. So we don't like the way that Nike makes those shoes. So the government wants to create. Excuse me. Colin Kaepernick is not happy with any more of the way Colin Kaepernick wants to go work, have a government contract. You know,
hasn't he made more money not playing football than playing
Probably
football?
Probably has. And so we don't think they do a good enough job of making the shoes. So let's the government create the shoes. That's pretty much what
you want to wear
talking
government
about.
Shoes. I don't.
All right. 904-831-0600. The latest numbers have come out. NBC, Wall Street Journal. Trump's doing better. He's only down by 11 points if you buy into all those polls out there. Biden's up by 11 points. But when you break down the internals of the poll, the same amount of people that say Biden, we favor him, gave a 13-point lead. This is of this past week. 13-point lead to Trump and the Republicans on the issue of the economy. But the question has to be asked, because Trump's approval rating, folks, are at 45%, then how is it that if his approval rating by the majority of those out there is at 45%, but yet he's losing 51-43?
Analysts say President Trump's numbers could be stronger than they look.
Something interesting here, two numbers that normally line up, we're used to seeing line up in presidential elections, that aren't lining up this year. It's the president's approval rating. You can see here, this is nationally, if you average the polls together, his approval rating is basically at 45% on average. People who say they approve of the job he's doing, and yet, when you match him up against Joe Biden in a head-to-head race, look at that. He's running at just under 42%. So you can see there's a 3% drop-off there between people who say they approve of the job the president's doing versus those who say they're willing to reelect him. And this extends to some battleground states.
So, yes, I'm the first to want to admit that. Does that make sense, Raj? Some cases it doesn't.
No, I'm trying to make sense of it myself.
Yeah. So again, we report, some of you are a little bit shallow in the listening. We report all signs of this one here. Latest Mason-Dixon polling. They polled, what was it, about 500 people out there? And listen to this. So they polled 20, we've got the numbers right here. They polled 22% Democrats, or is it 32% Democrats? I got it right here. I'm just trying to pull it up here. So the Mason-Dixon polling here is they polled the same amount of Democrats, the same amount of Republicans, 42% Democrats, 42% Republicans, and 16% Independents. And Mason-Dixon is a good polling firm, by the way. Mason-Dixon shows Biden has a narrow lead over Trump in Florida, 48% to 45%. 6% considered themselves to be undecided. Now, where Trump does very well, North Florida, Northwest Florida as well, he's got 58-37. Southwest Florida, that's the Naples-Fort Myers area, 55-38. Central Florida, the Disney, the Mouse, the I-4 corridor, he's up 47-45. Those numbers are, now that is, that's very Democratic area. So that's interesting. I mean, yeah. It's kind of very swing area. Biden leads very narrowly in Tampa. That's more of a Democratic area, but 47-44 and holds a huge margin in Southeast Florida at 63-30%.
Of a million jobs in just the last 5 months. So I think Trump wants and Pence want to make that the key issue. Who do you trust more on the economy? And that's an issue right now. The polls also show Trump has a large lead. Even people who aren't going to vote for Trump agree that he's better on the economy than Biden.
How'd you like that? So there you go. That's economist Stephen Moore. Even when they're polling more Democrats, and we talk about that, they're polling more Democrats, but yet more Democrats are giving Trump the credit on the economy. Mm. How many of y'all buy into that poll? That's what I'm saying. Well, Ed, like the one caller that called up, Mark. Well, the Talfrey group says this. Well, wait a second. So you're telling me you don't buy into the poll? And by the way, I'm not 100% on all the polls either. I said you got to look more at the internals. I keep asking the questions for many of you that don't buy into the polls, but you buy them when Trump's winning, right?
Well, even the pollsters say they're not 100%. That's why they have their, quote, margins of error.
That's right. Oh, but the two other polls say that Trump's doing well. The one that predict, I get that.
It's not an exact science.
We point, but that's, forget about the polls. As of yesterday, there are more than 1 million return votes of Democrats over Republicans in the last two election cycles. The Republicans have done better on absentee than that of the Democrats. My question is, where the Republicans been? Well, they're going to show up in. Well, what proof do you have that? 55% of the vote for the CD3 race replacing Ted Yoho, that Kat Kamik won. It was a Republican. It was a Republican primary. 55% and more of the Republicans did vote by mail. Well, why would they not do the same thing right now? Why? Because Trump said they don't trust it? Well, he was saying that back then. I'm just telling you, there's so many things that are all over the map. You don't have to say it makes sense. You don't have to say it doesn't make sense. I'm pointing you the facts. Those are the facts. That's not opinion. If it's opinion, I'll preface that. 904-831-0600. So, when you got 2-1, or now 2.5-1, more Democrats sending them in at a record amount of numbers that we have not seen since that of the days of the big, huge Obama victory in 2008. This, I'm saying, based on what we've seen in the past, does not bode well for the incumbent party, which is the Republicans.
And people standing in line to early vote in some states for hours.
That's right. We haven't seen, we didn't see things like that till 2008 under Barack H. Obama. That's all I'm saying. So if the Republicans are going to get their act together, they better get their act together. All right? 904-831-0600. By the way, those are Republican and Democratic supervisors elections. So there is no fraudulent. I mean, I think there is some stuff in South Florida. But don't. Well, the poll. I'm just telling you based on the numbers out there. I'm a conservative. I think Biden would not be well for this country. Everybody knows that. I'm basing things on facts. And remember, the same group. Well, I don't buy into the polls, but yet the polls showed that the Democrats were winning 2 years ago. You guys didn't buy it up. Remember, the Republican Party sounded an internal info going, the Trump supporters don't think that we're going to lose in 2018. And they won the House. They won the House. 816 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All lanes are still blocked and traffic is still stopped. On 103rd Street, headed east, right at Ricker Road. To try and avoid it, take Normandy. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house?
I don't know.
Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage, and this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great, I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With school returning to normal schedules following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state. A new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida. And a CDC study found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they wore a mask.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I beat the socialists. That's how I got elected. That's how I got the nomination. Do I look like a socialist? Look at my career, my whole career. I am not a socialist.
904-831-0600. Joe Biden came out and says, I'm not a socialist. I beat that guy. Well, he's getting a little heat from this. Listen to this from the Daily Beast. Hannah Trudeau, one of the political reporters, says that that comment didn't go over well with the Bernie Sanders progressives.
Joe Biden's recent town hall the other night, he was speaking in Miami to an audience of ostensibly undecided voters. And basically, he made a line towards the end of the debate to a voter who asked about socialism and communism. In answering that question, he chose to say, I'm not a socialist. I'm the farthest thing from a socialist. And I'm paraphrasing, but I beat a socialist, or I think he actually said the socialists in the Democratic primary. The response that I got from some Bernie supporters was that, you know, they understand why this might be a tactical approach, especially in places like South Florida to win the election. But it's not necessarily one that's, you know, a good faith messaging.
So the progressives got thrown under the bus by Joe.
The Bernie bro is going to stay home on election night.
Now. Yeah. So, but here's one more before I get to the calls. This is where they're ticked off at. Listen to this segment, this part right here by the reporter, what they're really ticked off about Biden here.
I heard some more people who said, you know, this is in Sanders' world broadly, who said, you know, I don't care really about what Joe Biden says, but I care about the fact that the Democratic Party at large keeps kind of pushing progressives off the cliff while they go out of their way to embrace Republicans.
Well, heck, if I'm Joe Biden, I would do the same thing. Here's the question. Is there enough Republicans to make it up for Biden? Or maybe the Bernie bros sit back and go, this guy isn't too liberal enough. They stay home, which means another Trump victory.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're voting for Trump.
Maybe it's a wash.
But yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Glenn. Hey, Glenn, good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to your show regular.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And one thing I do want to share, my wife is a registered Democrat. I'm a registered Republican. My wife is voting by mail, but she is also voting for Trump. So,
why is she voting by mail?
Well, two reasons. One of the reasons right now, she's out of state, but she's also got a big fear of coronavirus and crowds and stuff like that.
That's what I was thinking. But hey, Glenn, is your wife been one of those that she's always been a Democrat, or is she's one that's a Democrat but will go both sides? Or she just always been a conservative Democrat?
She's always been a conservative Democrat. When I met her, she was kind of middle of the road. But she's always leaned more as a conservative Democrat, I'd say, yes. Or at least a moderate.
Oh, so I don't. Hopefully she's not listening. So you helped out, right?
You had an influence on her.
I helped out, yes.
I didn't say educated her. I said you helped out.
No, when we were first married, she watched CNN all the time. I got her watching Fox News.
That's funny as anything. Hey, Glenn, I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So,
can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
Because my wife, being a Democrat, gets a lot of Democrat literature. And Angie Nixon, I was looking at my sample ballot with Angie Nixon. I noticed there's no Republicans running against her. So I also talked my wife into doing Kimberly Daniels as a write-in, which I'm doing also.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Hey, Glenn, I won't mention any names. If I mention, one of my news buddies lives in an extremely liberal city in the state of Florida, and he is a conservative. He has to vote Democrat just because of what you just said, because he's trying to elect the Republicans just don't have a prayer, but he's trying to get, so he votes for the more moderate Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the Kim Daniels thing, interesting. I'd be interesting. Hey, Glenn, good to talk to you, man. See how well Kim Daniels does on that. Anyway, 24 minutes after 8 a.m., coming up next, the CDC says they did a survey. 85% of those that wore masks still came down with COVID. But it was a survey. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have some of our usual slow traffic on JTP headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
Hi, my name is Walter, and I'm a graduate of the Life Builders program at the City Rescue Mission. I got out of prison, was on probation, and didn't want to go back. But within 3 months, I started using drugs again. One day, I called my mom and told her I was probably going to end up overdosing in my hotel room. My family told me about the City Rescue Mission, and I came in March of last year. The Christian atmosphere and reminder that God is with you and giving you the strength that you need has meant so much to me. I now live in one of the CRM homes of hope. I've never been a person who could be by myself, but thanks to CRM, I'm confident I can.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And the science comes, interestingly, from the CDC. A new study conducted by 11 medical institutions analyzed a group of people who tested positive for COVID during the month of July. Here's the interesting part. Among those who were infected, more than 70% reported that they had, quote, always worn a mask for the preceding 14 days. Another 14.4% said they had, quote, often worn a mask. In other words, almost everyone, 85%, who got the coronavirus in July was wearing a mask. And they were infected anyway.
That's Tucker Carlson from Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Network. That's right. CDC came out and says, we did a study. We did the survey. 71% of those case patients who contracted the COVID virus said we always wore a mask. Oh, and then someone said, well, we also wore a mask, but it was often. So now, you know where I stand on this. But the question is, were the people telling the truth, or they didn't want to be shamed, or were they actually wearing a mask and they were telling the truth, or they didn't want to sit back and maybe fear that they weren't being politically correct because there was a mask mandate in their neighborhood?
More accurate to me would be the question, was the person who gave you coronavirus wearing a mask?
How do they know where they caught it from?
Exactly. So it's no way of knowing.
So what if they all were wearing a mask? We've got more people wearing masks than we have, and we've got little spikes. Can someone explain that? I'm just asking. Interesting on those numbers. 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
The bun.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The coronavirus, the Supreme Court, taxes, and the economy, all fodder for the presidential candidates last night. They competed for viewers in separate nationally televised town hall events. The far left going after Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, demanding that she be demoted from her leadership post in the Senate Judiciary Committee, dissatisfied with Feinstein's conduct during the hearing on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Compromise may be in the works when it comes to a coronavirus relief bill, the White House urging Senate Republicans to accept a larger plan. Also, administration and congressional bargainers have agreed to include a national COVID-19 testing strategy in any relief measure. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 76 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. One specific class at one particular school in Jacksonville has had to transition to online learning due to a virus outbreak. The principal of J. Allen Axon Elementary says it was a first through third grade class, and everyone whom it could have affected has been notified. To date, there have been over 32,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Duval County, including 500 deaths. Three men have been charged with three separate murders. News for Jax reports that Marcus Fishburne allegedly killed the woman in Jacksonville. Paul Dixon, a convicted murderer, allegedly killed his cellmate in the Duval County Jail. And Dustine Westfall allegedly hired a man to kill someone in Jacksonville. A Jacksonville police officer has been arrested and fired. Yesterday, Under Sheriff Pat Ivey said that Jonathan Hunt, who had been with the force since the fall of last year, was let go after being charged with domestic battery. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often people are caught by surprise and in the midst of their grief end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We still have some of our usual slow traffic on JTP headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A CDC study found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they were wearing a mask. Market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail industry. And the Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Making the controversial conversational. That's what we do every morning. 833 Dean Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600. Let's go ahead and pot up Ron's mic here. So okay. Ron Davis, the man who read the Mueller report. In fact, when the Mueller report was released at 12 a.m., Ron stayed all the way up to 12 p.m. the next day to read the whole thing.
And figured out who the ghostwriter really was.
That's right.
Based upon the writing style.
By the time he came by in the morning show, because I've already got like two-thirds of it read. He had Mueller dissected. I was like, man, how did you do all that? Anyway, Ron Davis is
a brilliant legal mind.
Is our legal commentator and also legal analyst for FloridaDaily.com. So Jillian Turner from Fox News has this report. As you know, the unmasking probe, there will be no arrest into former Obama national security officials. I didn't think it was going to happen anyways. I just wanted to admit that they lied and they did unmask a few people. Here's the one about the DOJ and John Durham's investigation about investigating the investigators. The numbers show that nothing's coming up as of right now and maybe nothing by the end of the year.
A DOJ investigation, a probe led by U.S. Attorney John Durham. Fox News has obtained a 94-page document used by the FBI to keep track of information provided by Christopher Steele at the start of the 2016 Russia probe. I'm learning from sources in the intelligence community that this probe from John Durham is not going to wrap up prior to the election on November 3rd, as the Trump administration had hoped. I'm also learning it's looking less and less likely he's going to produce any kind of a report coming out of it.
All right, these are actually, you got two and a half, three big stories. You got a Hunter Biden story that came out, which we already knew about a year and a half ago. We knew what happened with that. I find it more fascinating that the media's kind of shut down, censored all of that. That was kind of interesting. Then the unmasking, there will be no arrest. Oh, by the way, I know Trump doesn't like that, but, you know. And now you've got the Durham, which I thought would have come out in October as another October surprise. Now they're saying it may not happen for some time. And if Biden wins, you can, that investigation was a complete waste. So what is, there's been a big criticism with the Republicans. What in the world has taken forever? And you can't keep blaming COVID of all these investigations. What's happened?
Well, I mean, an investigation is the investigation. I mean, it's going to take however long it takes. And he and his team are known to be methodical. My position always was, if it wasn't done by July, it wasn't going to happen, because they did not want it to appear political. I think Republicans just worry about what you just said. If it comes out afterwards and Biden wins, is it going to be buried? I don't think it'll be buried, but I think if Biden fires people in doing the investigation, the media is not going to be in an uproar. Republicans, we've said this from the very beginning, Republicans should have never done what the Democrats did with Mueller and assume something more
right
than what it
well,
was.
Well, the more we look back on it, you're exactly correct.
And at the end of the day, it's the swamp investigating the swamp. Why would we expect anything different?
This is a criminal investigation. We already know the true story here. This is a criminal investigation, right?
Yes.
So maybe, maybe he's overlooking trying to find stuff because there's arrest-wise, maybe he's not going down the road.
The bigger political story this week, and it is not being covered by anybody, is the fourth leg of the Mueller investigation regarding that the Egyptian banks or the Egyptian government.
This was a story on CNN, by the way.
Who covered it, I think, is saying just so they could cover it and then buried it as deep as they could, because they sure as heck didn't talk about it. But this proves everything that the Republicans have been saying for the last 4 years. This was the leg that was designed to get to Trump's personal bank records. And we talked about this, and you know that we assumed that they had them. This was so secret that they closed off floors of courthouses so that no one would do it. We never even heard a leak from Wiseman during all this. That's how
tight
the lid they kept on.
Inside the report, they were looking for another area to find whether or not Trump got campaign from foreign countries or foreign entities. But the one thing that stuck out was what? They said they couldn't find anything from Russia, right?
No, it was what happened is there was a $10 million infusion of cash into the Trump campaign that an anonymous source had said came and was underwritten by the Egyptian government. So they spent probably as much money as they did on the total thing trying to find it. And at the end of the day, they found no connection between the two. But the problem was there never was, because they were trying to use it as the conduit to get to his personal tax.
So what I'm saying is they already knew with that story, during the Mueller investigation, that there was nothing there with Russia.
Correct. As soon as it started, they knew.
What I'm saying is the CNN in their article had said that. You showed me that yesterday.
Correct. But they were talking about the Egyptian. They were not talking about the Mueller. It was part of the Mueller investigation.
Right.
They didn't say that there wasn't anything regarding the Mueller investigation to begin with.
Hollywood couldn't write a better script. I mean, this is amazing.
This part of it is, and why the Republicans have not pounced on this,
uh-huh.
I think probably because, like you said, Ed, people just don't care at this point.
Yeah, they're not following.
But it is one of the most outrageous aspects of the Mueller investigation.
So we had Barney Bishop on the show. So I'm going to bring Heather Smith in here, who's also the outdoors editor for Florida Fisherman Magazine. She was, many of you remember, with On the Air. She was the one who was really breaking down all the numbers of, remember, all the closures and how they were patrolling everything, the police, and you couldn't do this, and you couldn't do that with your boat. And
people were signing up for commercial licenses, too.
Yeah, the best story was, that was the best story.
I love that idea.
Where in April, good morning, by the way, good to have. There we go. So Heather was telling us the story where everybody wanted to get out in the month of April, mm-hmm. where a year ago, and you guys, again, you're the outdoor editor for Florida Fisherman Magazine. Go to Heather Smith Outdoors, by the way, on Facebook, on YouTube.
No, it's on Facebook, YouTube. I'm on the Hunt Channel. I'm on Discovery Channel. I'm on NBC.
Is there anything you're not on?
Right okay. now, more coffee.
More coffee. So this was the story where she sat back and said that people were trying to. You were talking about all the where they were. They looked at shutting down the gun stores and all that. Okay, I want to get in that in a second. But this is where 30 people last year had applied for a fishing license in South. Was it Miami-Dade?
Miami-Dade, yeah.
And then this year there were 300 applying for them. They weren't fishing. They were trying to get out and
it was
enjoy
40, it. Yeah, 43 versus 347. Yeah.
What a story out there.
Yeah. Commercial fishermen.
So let me play a story that kind of has gotten a little bit on the radar. There's a new story by the gun control crowd here in Florida, by the Moms Demand Action and Gun Town Safety Everett, where the name of the group is. Here's their latest ad that they plan to target Republicans in the state of Florida. Here's their latest.
Our public schools need better funding.
It's a ridiculous ad, but listen.
Support for teachers and a safe environment for our kids. But Anna Maria Rodriguez believes schools need guns and bullets, not books or raises for teachers. She voted to give hundreds of millions of dollars to big corporations instead of funding public schools. Cave to the gun lobby.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's all mixed up. And one has nothing to relate with the other. But this is where, so we have Barney Bishop on, who's a former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. Barney's a conservative, a big NRA guy. And I sat back and I asked, and Roger, I think it was kind of an interesting point because sooner or later, I think people are getting COVID fatigued. They're probably getting fatigued by hearing about where the Democrats are kicking the rear end out of the Republicans this morning when it comes to return absentee ballots. They're getting sick of all this stuff. So if there's an issue that, let's say there's undecided, and we're told by the media that COVID is, race relations, all the other stuff. If there's an issue that comes under the radar that could make or break, does the gun control issue work that way in swing districts out there? And so this pro Mike Bloomberg crowd says, we're going to spend $100,000 on campaigns in Florida, and by the way, in Texas and everywhere else. We're going to spend, can this, but this doesn't even come up on a radar. That's what I'm saying. Could this make or break a few campaigns, or is this just, I'm not really worried about it because gun sales are going through the roof. I don't think anybody wants to touch this issue. Where is it right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty bad. We saw a sneak attack from the lady that was preventing people from getting handguns during coronavirus. Do you remember the NRA, I think, filed a lawsuit against her?
Was it Nikki Free, our agriculture commissioner?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, they've been trying to prevent people from being able to get handguns. Either way, I mean, no matter what, that's their agenda, and they're going to push it. I think that this eventually is going to come to the forefront because conservatives, there's a lot of gun-carrying Democrats as well that are not going to tolerate that.
But even the gun sales are going through the roof in Florida, and you've reported on this.
Yeah.
But so, Mike, but I'm saying if there becomes an issue that is not with the other top three issues, does it really come up, or do you think it's like, nah, voters aren't really focusing on the gun issue, it's all these other issues?
I think when 2A comes to the forefront, that's going to be big because we've got the Democrat, like I said, a lot of Democrats that are carrying guns as well and support the Second Amendment. So I think if that comes to the forefront and they push a little too hard, I think that's a subject they know you
that's
don't
a good
want to
one.
Push.
That, what do you think, Ron? I mean, does it be an issue at all for the election coming up?
No, I mean, it's a different kind of angle. Like we talked about 2 years ago, this would have been an effective ad because of the school shootings. Yep. This year, you're seeing the riots and you're seeing the other things, and people are worried about their own personal safety. So gun control this year is not an effective tool for Democrats. It works against them.
So, so here's the thing. So the polls show in Law and Order that Trump wins, but they're also the poll numbers go, well, unless there's not really any political violence like Antifa or BLM in your city, does it really become an issue? I keep asking that. But then again, I've also seen where the swing states, where even there isn't the, quote, riots, and the gun sales are going through the roof, and I wonder, is the attitude just in case it may happen?
Oh, absolutely. In Houston, for sure. I know. I mean, even my nanny that's watching the girls, every time she goes to the store, she gets another cartridge of ammo. I mean, she was telling me that. So that's really big. I mean, we're stacking it up because everyone's really worried about this election. And to be honest with you, people are fearing the worst of the outcome for either side. So people I know in Texas are going crazy stacking ammo.
So in Texas, by the way, does Biden ensure more of a continuation of gun sales going through the roof?
It depends on, I think it's going to depend on, well, initially, yes. I think if he gets elected, you're going to see it. But it's also going to depend on what happens the first 90 days. Look, Biden is being forced to run as somebody who he's not. I don't see him as seeing guns as an issue he wants to pursue the first 90 days. But it's going to depend on what happens in this House and Senate races and how far left the House and the Senate is. Because they're going to assume they're only going to have 2 years. They're going to do as much as during those first 2 years, just like they did on Obama.
If Biden gets elected, will he have the pressure to conform in order to get reelected? Because I don't think he's going to run for reelection if he gets elected.
No, but Biden's problem is how far left. If 2 years ago they took control of the House by running moderates.
Right.
Okay. if they take control this year, it's not going to be because they ran moderates. It's going to be because they're far right. left. So it's going to depend how far left and if they control the Senate. That's going to be the key. If they control the Senate,
so
there's a big problem.
So that's a good question, Raj. Here's the other question. So now they're talking about if there's another spike of COVID. By the way, have you guys noticed that what was the one school that Fletcher High?
Fletcher High shut down because of COVID.
I got to give credit to News 4 Jax. Most news groups wouldn't admit this. So there was COVID, young kids that pretty much are asymptomatic. They caught it not on the school campus. They caught it off the school campus.
At a party.
Yes, yeah. Which means I'm sure the unions are all ticked off. Not that they wish a death upon it. They're trying to promote their issue about there's not being enough safety out there. So kudos to News 4 Jax. But they're talking about, again, we may have to go to another shutdown or lockdown. The biggest group of people that you had covered, you had written about this, that was the outdoor industry, the hunting industry, which is kicking up now, the fishing industry. I mean, they have these, you said you were reported even on this rate through the roof. They will not go along with another shutdown. So if they try to come and say some executive order, you're breaking the law, there are going to be a lot of lawbreakers, are there not?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it's going to be as bad as it can get if that happens. Everyone's really fed up. I mean, even, it's not even that. People are just fed up with the masks at this point. So if they try to shut them in again and shut down what people need right now and the only outsource or fuel that they have to try to make it through the stressful situation, I really expect
it. Okay, so as the outdoor editor for Florida Fisherman Magazine, but also for Texas and as well, so are they pretty much, a lot of the red states pretty much aligned, or are there like municipalities talking about, hey, we may have another shutdown because they're going to, but will they exclude the outdoor, the fishing industry, and the hunting industry?
Well, I mean, here's the difference. We had, your governor here was not allowing for, you know, your charters and guides to go out.
Right.
In Texas, our governor said that, you know, it's essential and they were allowing it to happen. I just went up and filmed with Wicked Tuna. I went up there. You saw a major difference.
Right.
Down in the South, you see a lot of people that are really bucking up against the mask issue.
Right.
You know, up there, they're really kind of like Nazi about it and they're pushing the issue. So you see a major difference between the North and the South, and I think that those that are red aligned are really going to push against this curve.
Interesting. I know everybody talks about the mask thing being an issue. I just don't think it make or break. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just think the mask is a lead in to how fed up people are.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly, I think, more divisive in the Northeast than it is down here.
847 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Traffic on Phillips Highway heading north just after 95. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
For the first time in American history, the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency was used to politically target a presidential candidate and then the president himself. Tomorrow on America First with me, Dr. G, we'll talk to Amanda Milius, the director and producer of the new film, The Plot Against the President, and Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans. With school returning to normal schedules following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state. And a new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here's Bruce says, you should be discussing what Kamala would do, not Biden, because Biden will not last in office. Nancy's right. Like, that's fine. I don't want to discuss about Kamala because, by the way, do you know that Kamala's got, when they come to Pence, she's got a higher negative rating than Pence? The latest poll numbers were showing that.
That's
so anyway.
Be shocking.
No, she didn't.
I mean,
do
she
it
didn't
for
even
me.
Win the Democratic primary.
Let me tell you something. We took calls last week, you know, remember when it was Trump? And all the Republicans were ticked off at Trump for not explaining against Biden. We actually got 2-to-1 more phone calls today after the VP. People are like, Pence knocked it out of the ballpark, but Kamala and all the, you know. So it was kind of interesting to take on as well. Tomorrow night is the big NRA event. We still got some tickets left?
We still have a few tickets.
All right. So if you want some information, you can email me. It's going to be a big event. I've got a couple of tables. I know Heather Smith's going to be there tomorrow night. Ron Davis got a lot of people going to be there at the Ramallah. What's going to be there again?
At the Ramallah American Club on 3130 Parental Home Road.
Yeah, Parental Home Road. So it's going to be at 5:30. We're dressing down. Jeans. If we see any casual pants, you're going to get kicked out. So anyways, cowboy
overall,
hats.
Well, then I guess I'm getting kicked out.
Overalls are okay, though, right?
Is that what you're wearing?
Roger, I would love to see you in overalls, man.
I would buy an extra ticket
to
see that.
This is not 1991, and you're not Motown Philly, and this is not Boys the Men, all right? Okay. So anyway, you were the one slip-up. Remember, that's way before your time here. But anyway, yeah, the overalls. But so tomorrow night, you can still, if you also want to email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. So quite a bit of crowds going to be there tomorrow night. No speeches.
This is not a political event.
Yeah.
This is about raising money and having fun, and that's... So what we try. We try to make this event as much
fun as possible.
And the
charity, a lot of the money goes to where?
The funds we raise go directly back to youth and women shooting programs through the state of Florida. We raise it through our foundation. Mm-hmm. So last year we gave out, 2019, we gave out just over $800,000 to the various women and youth shooting programs throughout the state of Florida.
I believe, when my daughter was in school, they had an archery program that may have been funded by you guys.
We do. We have... From our perspective, shooting is shooting, whether it's archery or whether it's guns.
Okay,
so
hey,
if people
put in
grants
for
archery programs, I'm sorry?
What about axe throwing now?
Axe throwing, well, if you've got an axe throwing program that gets women and youth involved safely, mm-hmm. and you put in a grant and we think it's appropriate, we'll fund it.
I've got an axe with people, so anyway. Yeah, so anyway. All right, coming up, let me take a quick break. I want to finish up more of this and take a look at some of the results of some of the other poll numbers out there. 852 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just after 95. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Holland, a land of tulips, great art, canals, prostitution, drugs, and a law allowing for euthanasia of the elderly, is taking a step further down the road to undermining the value of human life. The UK Daily News reports the Dutch government is considering allowing euthanasia for so-called terminally ill children from 1 to 12. Children can request to be killed, but parents must give permission. Great inhumanities always begin at the extremes, but once a precedent is established, it allows for those extremes to become mainstream. Remember when abortion was only for women who had become pregnant as a result of rape or incest? Now it's on demand. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a pediatrician, thinks it's okay to allow a newborn to die if the mother changes her mind after delivery. In Holland, the appeal will be made along the lines of relieving a suffering child who's going to die anyway, and relieving the parents of unnecessary expenses. If we are all evolutionary accidents with no author of life and no purpose in living, then anything becomes possible. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Look, it's a great question, and maybe you know the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare, but does it work? That's what Catherine was wondering when her family of five made the switch, and then she was diagnosed with an advanced cancer.
Just the surgeon's bill was $100,000. The first call that I made to MediShare, I was prayed with and prayed for, and there were just no problems at all. I mean, we just have not had any problems.
So her need was met. And MediShare is a community of Christians who've now shared more than $4 billion of each other's health care bills. So many people are joining now wondering, why didn't we do this sooner? Catherine says her family has saved so much over the years.
The savings have been thousands and thousands and thousands.
So yes, it works. Find out how much you can save. It's easy. You can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number, 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help
and Angela's advice
and hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, so let's get to a lot of emails coming in. Here's one from Kay. Hey, Ed, you are correct. I looked at it. The Democrats have 1 million more votes. However, are they all legitimate? And will they be counted? Well, if they're legitimate, then they wouldn't be counted, Ron. They prefer illegitimate.
if the primary is any indication, probably about, 1/5 of them will probably be spoiled and have to be thrown out.
Yeah, but that still is enough over there. Hey, Ed, what's up with this scaremongering you're pulling this morning? Where's the optimism? No, I'm very optimistic here. I'm giving you what the numbers are from the Florida, by the way, Republican run, Ron DeSantis, Florida, appointed by DeSantis. I'm just telling you, these are their numbers. And if the Republicans are going to make it up, and it is quite possible they could make it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, that is a huge, huge gap.
If they do make it up, standing in line on Election Day is not going to be fun.
Yeah.
You're going to be in line for hours.
Yeah, I'm not convinced by that.
Everybody has to understand, get out early.
Yes.
I got into an argument with my mom. Well, they voted in Indiana, and I'm like, look, this is COVID. This is 2020. If you wait to the day of election, what if you get COVID two days before?
Right.
What provisions are anybody making for you to vote? Get out on Monday, Tuesday. Just get out as early as you can because you don't know what's going to happen. And if you wait to the last minute, Murphy's Law, you will have screwed yourself.
We've got a big Georgia audience for this radio program. Georgia's already been voting now for almost a week right now,
and
they need to get out and vote. And Georgia's in play for the presidential race.
Why do Republicans in the media still make the mistake of thinking that a higher voter turnout helps the Democrats, when in the last three elections, when we've had the higher voter turnout, it's actually helped the Republicans? We have to stop with this nonsense. The fact of the matter is, just get out and vote.
I agree with you.
At this point, if you didn't request the absentee ballot haven't sent it in, get in and vote the earliest possibility.
Yeah. Here's one from Michael. Ed, as a conservative, I'm voting for Trump. I think you're very fair and proper. I know where you stand. You're just reporting the facts. I read the same thing you do, and I wonder, how is it that when the Republicans for history have normally dominated absentee ballots, where are they now? Like the 80s song. Interesting. I like the little ladies in referendum there. Here's one. We got to get going already. I got a lot of emails. Email me at WBOB.com. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Ramallah. What's it called?
3130 Ramallah American Club.
Yeah,
3130
American Club.
Parental Home.
I'm going to be the man. It's going to be great. We're going to have fun tomorrow night.
Are you cooking, Ron, or no?
I am not cooking. I'm running around and entertaining the crowd.
Okay.
Which means I prefer to be cooking.
Okay. No,
so anyway.
No venison this year, huh?
Heather Smith, outdoor editor for Florida Fisherman Magazine. Go to Heather Smith Outdoors. Check out the Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you came on.
And Instagram.
Oh, so we, and by the way, we got the podcast coming up next. So just go to WBOB.com and click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra. All right, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tuned in, we'll look forward to seeing a lot of you tomorrow night, and we'll be ready to go coming back up Monday. That's right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Scripts to all the six, the J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told you. I'm real even on the brush. AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.